We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank, your partner in possible. Who you do business with is more important than where they're located. Bank from the comfort of your own home with M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of the KC Laboratory Podcast with Ken Swanson, Craig Stout, and Matt Lane. And now, the latest episode of the KC Laboratory.
It's a live edition of the KC Laboratory presented by M-Prize Bank, member FDIC, our partners in possible here at KC Sports Network. They've been absolutely great to work with. It's a lot of fun to work with them. They are the banker for the KCSN Draft Guide as well, among other things. I am here with my friend Matthew Lane. Matthew Lane, happy NFL schedule release day.
You're not going to ask me how I'm doing or anything?
Well, I know all you're doing because it's NFL schedule release day.
I know. Forget the Super Bowl. Forget the draft. Forget, you know, a rivalry game or the Frogles game. There is nothing that gets me more excited than NFL schedule release day, the day where we get to sit here and talk about the same games that we've known the Chiefs are going to play for the past 4 months, probably 4 years if you know how to just, like, pull this stuff out. Buddy, let me tell you, this is the excitedest I've ever been. This is my favorite show every year, Kent.
Look, we know the order now.
Oh, man, yes, I know. I've been waiting. I've been refreshing Twitter all day, trying to find all the leaks, because the sooner you find out, the better. This is the show. This is the one.
This is it. We're going to go ahead and just go and talk about this schedule. We'll point out some of the more interesting points of this schedule. We'll do all that. We also know the preseason games. Did you know the preseason games off the top of your head, Matthew?
There's a Cardinals in there, something like that. And yeah, you know, also not quite as big as the regular season schedule, but you know, it's like a 1B to how excited I am to talk about the regular season schedule being released as the preseason. So can you hit me with it?
So we got at New Orleans in week one. We've got at Arizona in week two.
Oh, there it is. I knew it. Big one too.
And then Cleveland at home for the final one.
That one's not as big as the others, but yeah, I know it's respectable. That's a respectable preseason schedule. I'd give that like an 8 out of 10.
Okay. As long as you're not doing any cheeseburger skills tonight.
That's coming later.
Let's look at this schedule here. I'm going to run through it just one time off the top, and then we'll kind of maybe go through some of these games and just kind of look at some of this stuff. I'm sure everybody knows at this point, the Chiefs are playing the Lions to open up the NFL season. Dan Campbell will get very close to a ring, as will the entire Lions organization. Getting to see a banner dropped, that will be a big moment for them. That's Thursday night on national television. Then week two at Jacksonville. Week three at home against the Chicago Bears. There was rumors that might be the Germany game. Sounds like the Chiefs wanted to make sure to protect that one because the Bears fans travel well. I do not blame them. I know Bears fans that are very excited to go to that game. Week four at the Jets. I think it's funny the State Farm Bowl is going to wind up being at MetLife Stadium. I don't know. I think that's funny. At the Minnesota Vikings, week five on Sunday, 10-8. Week six is a Thursday night football game. It's against the Denver Broncos at home. Week seven, Los Angeles Chargers at home. Week eight, Denver Broncos right back again two times in 17 days. They're at Denver. Week 9 is the Dolphins in Germany, 8:38 a.m. That's going to be fun. Then the bye week, very important, getting the late bye week. Turn around, play the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Then they play the Raiders at Las Vegas, week 12. Week 13 is at Green Bay in not the State Farm Bowl. Week 14, Buffalo Bills at home. Week 15, at New England Patriots. Week 16, Las Vegas Raiders at home. Week 17, Cincinnati Fraud Goals on... by the way, week 16 is Christmas Day, by the way, Monday night again. This is a weird schedule. Week 17, Bengals Fraud Goals. And then week 18 at the Los Angeles Chargers. Very tough schedule. There's two noon games, Maddie. There are two noon games the entire time.
Down with the noon games. Okay, we have lives. We don't want to spend all day. Get rid of the noon game. What? This is the best. The absolute. You know my stance on this, Kent. Living on the East Coast with family stuff and things to do. It's a noon game. It takes my entire day. It eliminates my entire day. It just does. There's no time to do anything. There's not enough time to do anything real before it. There's not enough time to do anything real after it. Noon games are terrible for me. They're the worst. This is completely selfish. I accept that. Get rid of noon games. Only two noon games is the absolute best.
Oh, I love a good noon game. Get done. You get home.
Couldn't be me.
The kids into bed.
You know, when are the noon games? What are they? Week 2. So that's September 17th. And when's the other noon game?
Christmas. I think it's the Christmas
okay.
game.
Well, I can't really do it on Christmas. Week two. I'm gonna go visit a friend. I'm gonna go find a friend maybe living in the mountain time zone. And just that way the noon game's not terrible for me. That's an old one. I'll just circumvent this. I won't even have two noon games.
That might be an easy thing for you to do. Okay, let's just kind of like just look at the schedule here real quick and just kind of talk about some of these games. We'll start with the Detroit Lions. Are you excited to play the Detroit Lions week one? I kind of like it. I think this is a good, like, I'm not going to overlook Detroit. I think this is a good time to get them. They won't have Jameson Williams. I wouldn't bet on that at least. And then I don't know. I like this as a kind of good warm up to the start of the season. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, I think the Lions. The Chiefs didn't have a ton of options, right? Like, they really didn't have a ton of options for the way the schedule played out to be the home opener. But still, the Lions come in as a solid Whataburger to me. Like, it's fine. It gets the job done. Like, you're going to get it. You're going to get your Whataburger, and you're going to be satisfied. But it's not, like, anything special, right? It's a fine matchup, you know? It's a team that has some hype. It'll pull in some extra eyes because it's not just it's not a team like the Bears that don't have a lot going on or anything like that. So it's fine. I don't love it. Don't hate it. It's fine.
I think I love it because I think that, I mean, the Lions offense good. Like, they've got some new pieces that they've added to that, you know, to that core, you know, with Sam Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs. It's going to be a fun offense that put up a lot of points. It's a chance for the Lions to kind of show up on national television. I think it's a good primer, a good start for this team. I think they'll win the game. But
yes, that's the good part, right? It's a winnable game, but an opponent that's not like a complete cupcake, right? So it should be still a fun game to watch. It's a little bit of a challenge, but it seems like a game that they should definitely win. It's just also like the Lions. Like, do I get excited about the Chiefs playing the Lions? Not necessarily. Doesn't do a whole lot for me, but it's overall not bad.
Week 2 at Jacksonville Sunday night. Or Sunday at noon game. Sorry, the only noon game. I'm just going to assume it's night for all of these. Sneaky game early. Jacksonville can be a salty team down there early.
Salty, kind of, sort of, close to the ocean. I gotcha. Hot. Very hot. Very, very hot game. That's not ideal. The Chiefs will be coming out of, like, camp and, you know, stuff. It's not like Kansas City's cold or anything in the summertime, but just it's a very hot game. So, got to be ready for that.
I think the first game of Andy Reid's career was against the Jaguars in Jacksonville, if I remember correctly. I think that was very first game ever in Andy Reid's era.
McCole Hardman's rookie year, so 2019, they played at Jacksonville too, because that was in the opening game. Is that when Tyreek Hill got hurt, right?
That sounds right.
Sammy Watkins had a big Sammy game. Yeah, so they've done it. I'm not worried about it. It's just like if you were a Chiefs fan that likes to travel for the games, be ready at that one because that's going to be a hot game. Hot.
Bears coming into town.
Release day.
Bears coming into town week 3 and currently sitting at the biggest, like, this is the biggest spread currently for the Chiefs, is they're minus 9.5 point favorites. or 9.5 point favorites against the Chicago Bears week three. I think they could very easily cover. Like, the Bears are on the right direction, but it's not time yet.
What a weird non-noon game, right? Like, that's a weird one to not be at noon. I don't want noon games, but like, that's just, that one screams noon game to me. So I don't know exactly what's going on there. But yeah, you get the Bears coming in, you play the Bears at home. We'll talk a little bit more about the Bears in Kansas City when we get to the Germany game later, because that's like the one thing I have real takes about in the Santa release. But besides that, this is all just fluff, like this entire shindig is with schedule release.
Barring something catastrophic, which, knowing the curse of the State Farm Bowl, like, I just
lock it in.
I just think it's funny that last year they're gonna have this, or 2 years ago they're gonna have the State Farm Bowl. Everyone, Jake from State Farm came to town. They had Power and Light turn into a State Farm walk, like, advertisements, like State Farm City. They had everything set up, and then Aaron Rodgers, did he get COVID? Is that right? And then Jordan Love has to play the game, and we don't get the State Farm Bowl. We still
have COVID foot.
COVID foot, that's right. Sorry, forgot about that. So it's good that they got this game on the schedule early. It's good they got the Chiefs-Jets game, so we finally might get this matchup one time. Yeah.
Does it even matter anymore? Like, does it even matter anymore? Is it still the same thing as what it once was? Because everything that's surrounding by that point, it's week four, regardless of what's happening for the Jets, which, assuming things are absolutely pristine perfect, all the talk is going to be about how off the rails Aaron Rodgers has gone, and we're finally getting this matchup when he's past his prime. Like, it's no longer going to be about the State Farm Bowl. It's going to be like, what in the world is going on with Aaron Rodgers in New York? So, like, I don't know. Maybe it'll live up to it because they do have a few weeks where they can really start it off right, but I can also see this game coming around and no one caring about the State Farm Bowl because it's about which concrete or clay or dirt is the man eating now.
Dude, listen, here's the Jets' schedule before they play the Chiefs. Bills at home, at Cowboys, at home against the Patriots.
Okay, that's going to be ugly.
They could be 0-3. They really could be 0-3.
Yikes.
3:25 week 5 at the Minnesota Vikings. Moving on. Week 6.
Well, I'm with you. That's good. Not a night game, so the NFL schedule makers didn't do the Chiefs any help by not putting Kirk in primetime. The Vikings are solid there.
I will say that could be America's game of the week, or it could be that high profile game. Maybe that's close could enough. Be. That gets you mid Kirk at least. I mean, that's Kirk, but week 6, second Thursday night football game of the season is at home against the Denver Broncos. It sucks that this schedule really is not fun. They get two Thursday night football games. I mean, it's fun to start this season off. That's always cool. I just wish that was the only Thursday night football game that we had to deal with it.
I think it was like a foregone conclusion the Chiefs are going to have another Thursday night game. Just the way things were talking about how all this stuff, like, I think it was a foregone conclusion they would have one. I think it's a pretty good spot, right? Not that the Vikings game is easy or anything like that, but you're having a short week between the Vikings and the Broncos, and between week 5 and 6 is fine. And then you get that extra couple rest before the Chargers game, a game that you probably care not more about, but you feel like the Chargers are a little bit bigger of a threat than the Broncos are, at least as of right now. So I think as far as a Thursday night goes, that's a decent enough time during these two. You're not coming off your hardest matchup, and then you get an extra time for another divisional game. So fine spot. Thursday games, not fun. Better than Nooners, but still not fun.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to break the rest of the schedule right after this.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. We're breaking down the schedule that the Chiefs will be enduring here in the 2023 season, defending their Super Bowl title. Week 7, they play the Los Angeles Chargers for the first time in this season. It's the home game. So they get back-to-back divisional home games in a 10-day window. I mean, if you're looking at it, if we look at the first 7 games, let's just kind of look at it here. If we're looking at the first 7 games, are they undefeated? First 6 weeks, are they undefeated, we think, heading into that Chargers
game? Absolutely.
I think they are.
Every game by 10 plus.
Okay. This is way too much optimism here. But no, genuinely, I do think, like, if I'm looking at the schedule, I feel pretty good about where they sit. You know, I don't.
Mean, yeah. There's week 7 of the first 7. Week 7 is probably your hardest game. And like I said, you get it at home and you're coming off a couple extra days of rest because you have the Thursday night before. So I think that's your hardest matchup. And even same thing, like, what, week 2 going on the road to Jacksonville is probably your next hardest matchup of that group. And same thing, extra rest going into it because you open up on Thursday. So your two hardest matchups in this first 8 week stretch here is going to be off of extra rest. One's at home. Like, that's a pretty good deal to start the season. It's been a while since the Chiefs have had like a good start to a season before it started, right? Like, when we're looking at the schedule, when we're doing this vaunted, very much highly regarded schedule release show, when's the last time that we felt this positively about the first 8 weeks of a Chiefs season?
Normally it's the first half is just a bloodbath. And you're just like, oh, this is bad. I don't like it. I see potential losses there. I mean, and the Chiefs have had some rough early season moments, like, because the schedule's been so brutal. And this year it feels like the inverse. And we'll get to the back half of it, breaking it down here in a second. But like, that first 6 games with the Chargers at home heading into, I mean, I like it. I like it a lot from a Chiefs perspective. Week 8 at Denver. Trap game.
Can it be a trap game if you just played them 2 weeks before and it's 3 divisional games in a row? Like, can it really be a trap game? I mean, maybe if the Chiefs blow them out at home, like, it's not even close, and then you go and you have a close game with the Chargers, and then you're going, oh, we just handled this team 2 weeks ago, we got them again now. Like, maybe if that happens, yes. But I mean, no.
I don't know. I have some questions and some, like, almost superlative type stuff we'll do after this. Week 9 is the game in Germany against the Miami Dolphins. Tyreek Hill does not get his way. He does not get to come to Arrowhead and catch an L here. He's going to have to go overseas to do it. You had some Germany thoughts.
Yeah, this is my one real take from schedule release stuff. Great decision putting the Chiefs in Miami and Germany. That's going to be a good game. It's going to be a game that is going to get people that are local to the area that are going to be excited. They should get to see a good football game, at least see a lot of points. And if you're still trying to help build a brand, it's already strong over there, but like, if you're still trying to build a brand, that's incredibly genius. And then if you look at all the opponents, everybody wanted to have this Tyreek Hill comes back to Arrowhead for this big reunion, but who does that serve besides us as Chiefs fans maybe getting that revenge? But that doesn't make the NFL more money. It doesn't make the Chiefs more money. It doesn't necessarily equate to any kind of better product. It's just a fun storyline that we would talk about for the week leading up to it, and then it would be over. Whereas you go this way, the NFL and the Chiefs are going to make more money. The Chiefs will make more money off the Bears coming to town than they would the Dolphins. And the NFL is going to make a lot more money off of the Chiefs and Dolphins playing in Germany than they would the Chiefs and the Bears. So it just made a ton of sense. I understand why people were mildly upset over it. It's just, I don't know. It never made sense to me to force that into happening. So I always thought this made more sense.
Yeah, I think logistically it makes some sense, and cost wise, you know, profit wise. Yeah, I think that makes sense. It sounds like the Chiefs did ensure that the Chicago Bears would be coming to KC. And I think that was a smart move by them. I don't really care. Like, I don't really care. Like, I genuinely don't care about the Tyreek storyline and all that happening.
What's he going to tweet about for the next, like, 4 months now?
I don't listen to the opinions of one-time Super Bowl winners. I have more than one ring. And maybe we'll care. So,
I care biggest, better, and that's the thing.
The biggest storyline for this day is the bye week is week 10. Just getting a nice week there. I genuinely do like the fact that the bye week is on the back half of the schedule. I think that is normally pretty beneficial. I think it seems like Andy Reid typically prefers to have a bye week in the back end of the schedule. And I mean, the later the better for me personally. I think you run through as many games as you can, then you get your body a little bit of a chance to rest, and then you just kind of finish strong for the home stretch. So, and I think there's typically, like, the last few Super Bowl winners, the bye week's been in the back half of the schedule. Like, the last six or seven, like, all but one has been in the back half. Like, the bye week's been in the back half of the schedule.
What's the latest it can be anymore? Is it week 12?
Is it four? I thought it was, like, 14.
I was, like, pushed out. I thought they convinced it recently. Maybe I'm wrong. So, maybe it is 14.
I'm pretty sure that...
10's a quality spot. Like, I have no... No, it's a good spot. Again, I'm with you. I'd prefer it to even be later. I know. I think a lot of players like it a little bit later as well. From the producer himself,
producer Jordan.
Yeah. Oh man, Foot's on this one. Six teams have a bye in week 14, so week 10 might be a pretty early bye then. Like comparatively, when's the earliest bye? Get on that
week 40. Five.
The earliest bye. The
Seattle has a week 5 bye.
God,
could you imagine?
Now to have six teams? Ooh, okay, that's gross. All aboard. Fun fact: there's going to be multiple teams that play three games in between the Chiefs game in Germany and the Chiefs next game against the Eagles.
Seriously?
Because they play the first game in week 9. Everyone will play a game in week 9. Then teams will play week 10 during their bye, and they play the last game of week 11, so teams will have already played then. So there will be teams that have played three games in between their games.
Like basically every team.
Besides bye week teams, buddy.
Basically every team, like I said. You said week 11, Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl rematch, Monday Night Football. Boy, howdy. That is quite the game. That's quite the prime spot right there. A couple days before Thanksgiving. Like, that's fantastic.
Yeah, you always want a good opponent for the Chiefs coming out of a bye week, right? Because we know Andy's good there, right? We know Andy's good coming out of bye week. So if you're going to have a tough opponent, put it coming out of a bye week. I like it being Monday Night Football. I like being the primetime game there. Monday nights are just a fun game, and I think it's really cool for Chiefs fans because it is at home. You know, if you want to pick a singular game to go to, going to a Monday night game, if you can make it work with your job and everything, it's a lot of fun. And getting it to be the Eagles coming out of that bye week, it's a good one to go to.
I agree. No, I love that. And they're actually getting an extra day of that Monday Night Football gives them an extra day on their bye week too. And like, I think that's probably a little bit fair just because they're flying from Germany, you know? So that's probably a little bit fair. I'm very pro two bye weeks. I don't know why we don't have two bye weeks in the NFL. Can someone explain that to me? Like, why wouldn't they want to extend the calendar of the NFL an extra week? I don't understand why you don't have two bye weeks in an NFL season.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the players are probably trying to not. Well, I guess you would just lose a preseason game. So the players would, I don't know. I guess, I don't know.
You don't even necessarily have to lose a preseason game if you don't want. Like, that's the thing. Like, you could extend the season an extra week.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't get it.
This isn't the podcast to do this, Kent, but like, I'm sure there's a reason out there. Somebody's going to tell us how somebody is or isn't against it that I don't have a great answer for.
Yeah, God forbid we just get extra football. Like,
I don't. So, okay, I don't think that everybody wants to extend it an extra week, like whether that's players, owners, teams, whatever. Like, I think there, if you get two bye weeks, I think you would be losing another preseason game. And my guess to the pushback to that would be owners are saying, hey, we make money off of preseason games because we charge season ticket holders for these tickets. And like, that's part of your pushback would be that owners don't want to lose money on preseason games. But
all right, at Las Vegas Raiders in week 12, that's that. Might be a fun place. But I mean, like some of these, it's like, okay, it's the Raiders.
At that.
It might be a fun time to get out to Vegas. It's a road game, so it might be a fun time for some fans. I don't like playing the Green Bay Packers in December in Lambeau in week 13, though.
It's cool. I mean, yeah, but I don't think the Packers are like a great football team. So I kind of like the Raiders and Packers in between the Eagles. Then we're gonna get to it. The next team is the Bills at week 14. I don't mind those two games being in between. They're a divisional game, and the Packers are good enough that you're not going to take either one lightly, so you're not really worried about a trap game necessarily. And then it's still just not, you're not just getting beat over the head with great team after great team after great team down the stretch. So I actually think those two games in between here kind of make it pretty good pacing.
Buffalo Bills come to Arrowhead for their annual trip December 10th, 3:25. By the way, that Green Bay game's it's Sunday Night Football. Just that'll be interesting. But the week 14 on CBS, Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, Bills Chiefs. Confession. I'm sitting here now, I'm having a hard time getting up for this game. Like sitting here, like getting any emotional visceral response to this game, like. Nothing's changed. That the Bills might win and it might not matter. The Chiefs probably aren't going to show everything that they're going to use for the playoffs because they never do. They might win, they might not. They're going to keep things close to the vest, and then the Chiefs are going to win probably in January and February. Like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time getting emotional responses to much of this schedule this year, and it's for various reasons. But the Bills game's a rivalry, but it's not. It's a kind of a one-sided rivalry.
I mean, I get it. I guess the Bills have had a lot of success against the Chiefs in the regular season here the past couple of years. The Chiefs, especially in week 14 versus another AFC team, they are gonna hold stuff back for the playoffs. I mean, it's a kind of an Andy Reid thing. He's gonna go out there and they're just gonna run their basic stuff for the majority of the game. It'll probably work to make it close, but then, you know, they might not win because they're not willing to unload everything to try to get this. The only way that might change as if they're directly battling for the one seed at this point in time, then maybe you could. But I'm kind of with you right now. We see the Bills every single year as Chiefs fans, you know, against Kansas City. It's a good game. It matters. But it's also not really led to anything meaningful come playoff time when it really matters.
It's kind of funny, too, because, like, we're talking about, like, the playoff run and all this stuff. Like, the first 13 games of the schedule for the Chiefs, like there might be some buffer here too. Like, it's just like,
yeah,
this is a pretty easy schedule, all things considered, to start the season. This the Eagles are obviously going to be a super tough team, and then the Bills, like, that could, you know, the Chiefs could be 11 and 1 rolling into this Bills game. So like, I think that's where it's going to be a little bit fascinating too, is like the one seed race, the Bills are going to have to get hot and stay hot, because like, I don't see a ton in the beginning of this schedule. So that's something to monitor. Another Monday Night Football game, because of course, the Chiefs play the New England Patriots in New England. That's a sneaky trap game, if you ask me. Like, I think the Patriots could be sneaky competitive this season, if I'm being honest.
I think the Patriots could be sneaky really bad this year. So this is an interesting Monday night game. They can flex Monday night games now, right? Or am I just completely misremembering something?
Jordan's going to look it up. I do know that the Chiefs currently have three Monday night football games this year.
Right, and then two, and is it three?
They have three Monday night football games currently.
Two Sunday nights and two Thursday nights.
It's insane. They might as well play a game on a Tuesday. Monday Night Football is in the NFL's discretions in week 12 to 17. So this could be flexed.
Yeah, I could definitely see this one being flexed out if the Patriots start slow because they're trying to figure it out and they're just completely out of the picture. It's just, that's a weird Monday night game. I get it. You want to, the Patriots are still a very known brand. They will pull numbers and stuff like that. So like that's why I absolutely get it. But as of right now, it does nothing for me. I can see how it's potentially a trap game, especially if the Raiders are mildly feisty come this time of the year.
Good defense. I think that's where a lot of that comes from, because they do have a good defense. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, take that sip, Matthew. Thanks, everybody.
That's it. Again.
I genuinely appreciate everybody that supports this channel. And also, if you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star review on iTunes, that also helps as well. That's something that can also go a long way in helping us grow KC Sports Network. And again, thank you, everybody, that has shown some support to us. It means a lot. Thank you to listening, for watching anything. We really do appreciate it.
If you would, in that 5-star review, let us know what you thought of the cheeseburger scale. We got to figure out what to do with that thing's future going forward. So
do we know?
Yeah, oh, we do. So you guys have to let us know what you guys think about the cheeseburger scale in the 5-star reviews.
As long as you don't leave a less than 5-star review for it.
You got to leave a topic review. You got to let us know about the cheeseburger scale.
You can say the cheeseburger scale sucks, but just leave a 5-star review as you do it. Matt, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and for Christmas, I'm giving you a victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. The third Monday night or Monday football game is against the Raiders. It's at noon, so the schedules get moved around like crazy. The Chiefs are getting moved around like crazy. They're the hottest show in town. They have Michael Jordan playing for them, and now the Chiefs have to play a Monday night football game against the Las Vegas Raiders, which they're going to win comfortably.
Yeah, that's it's a day. It's a Christmas Day game at noon. So
yeah,
I'll see. But it's at home. It is at home. Like, that's beneficial to the team. You know, like, that's good for them. That's good for the players that they will get to be at home on Christmas. And, you know, the game technically gets over. You know, they have the night free and stuff. So like, that part of it's good. But just what a weird time.
Still, the whole schedule is just weird. They do play the Cincinnati Frogs the last day of 2023. So I guess it's technically the rubber match for 2023, and then we can shut the Bengals up if the Chiefs win.
Well, doesn't matter. They can win as many regular season games as they want, to be honest. It doesn't really matter.
As many 3-point games to hold your hat on, which is basically a coin flip. Good for you, Cincy. Take care of business in January. Week 18 at the Los Angeles Chargers. My first question, this is kind of where we're going to start deconstructing the schedule and start breaking some stuff down here too as well. Do the Chiefs even play in week 18 at Los Angeles? Do they need to play in week 18?
Yes, because I think the AFC is good enough that the one seed won't be locked up. And now I haven't gone through the Bills and the Bengals and the Jets and whoever else's schedules, all of them, to know how likely it is to be that competitive. But when there is only one bye week, and that bye week matters, you are probably still playing till the very end of time. Now, if the Chiefs come out and maybe hold some tiebreakers over these teams that they're already playing, okay, maybe that changes the math a little bit. But, I think there's going to be something to play for because of the one bye week.
All right, I got some superlatives and some stuff here I want to throw at you. The game you're most excited about in the regular season.
I mean, probably the Eagles game. I think that Eagles game, the Super Bowl rematch coming after both teams' bye week, coming in there on a Monday night, that's a fun game. There's a lot of stuff going around on that one. It'll be a lot of fun. You know you're going to have some fun New Heights stuff going on with that, and that is a blast as a Chiefs fan. So, yeah, that's probably the most, like, just exciting game.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about the New Heights angle for that one. Yeah, that could be a lot of fun. I think it's the Bengals for me. I think it'll be interesting to see where these two teams stand at that point. I don't know if the same kind of vitriol will be there, but I think the mouths will be running, you know, and it's a regular season game, and all that matters is the postseason and in January. But I think I'm most excited for the Bengals game still. I think that one could be a lot of fun. Okay, I'm going to ask you this, because last year the Indianapolis Colts stunned the Kansas City Chiefs. Who is the team and what game are the Chiefs most likely to get Colts'd?
All right, I got two. I'm deciding between these two, so you could tell me if like you feel like one of these is your answer too. It's week 4 and 5, the Jets and the Vikings, back-to-back, because I think both those teams, the Chiefs will be noticeable favorites. They will be like they will clearly be better, but I think both of those teams do have enough talent that it doesn't require just a complete meltdown from the Chiefs, just only a little bit. You know, with the Colts thing, it was like a full-on meltdown because that team was not good. Both the Jets and the Vikings are better than that, but if I were to just like look forward and see a game where the Chiefs are clearly pitching with C-minus stuff, their opponent plays with some of their best stuff and how they could come out on top, the Jets defense could be pretty good. If Aaron Rodgers is clicking with them, that could be one. And I don't know if the Jets are too good to count for that. So maybe it's the Vikings. Those are the games I just kind of see.
All right. Would you rather play the Jets 0-3, tight losses against a really good schedule, or 3-0?
I guess it doesn't really matter to me one way or the other. But I mean, 0-3.
Good talk. I think week 8 at Denver. I genuinely think week eight at Denver could be a sneaky one. I know that they're playing twice in 17 days and all that stuff. I think that could be a sneaky game. Like Sean Payton's there. By week eight, they've already seen the Chiefs once. Sean's gotten a little feel for them. Like, I think that's an opportunity for the Bengals to maybe finally end the streak. I kind of hope it does it. I hope it's just an Undertaker-like run where it's just an absurd amount. But I think Denver could be competitive in one of those games. And at Denver in week 8, coming off the Chargers game right before the Germany game,
sure.
I could see it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think... Yeah, I guess it's definitely possible. The Broncos in the past have played the Chiefs relatively well. It's just, I think it kind of depends on what that team, the wheels could come off real fast. The wheels could come off real fast with Russell Wilson and Sean Payton arguing and everything that they got going on there. The chat has weighed in. The Jets are too good, so they don't count. So then I'm going to go with the Vikings. We'll say, you know, I agree the Jets are probably pretty good. So the Chiefs beat the Jets on that Sunday Night Football game. They come back out and you get non-primetime Kirk Cousins and the Chiefs fall short to the Vikings, who I don't think will be that good of a team.
Yeah, I think that's a good candidate as well. Do we think they have that moment this year?
They do almost every year, right? I mean, like, it happens almost every year where they kind of just lay out a little bit of a stinker. Now, like the Colts game, the Chiefs always have a chance to win that stinker game, though. So, yeah, I'm not saying they lose it every year. I'm just saying they lay a stinker versus a pretty mediocre opponent every single year. The thing is, when you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you always have a chance to win during that stinker of a game. So, I think it's quite possible to happen this year. It's just, does it come down to does 15 make them win or does he not?
Here's the funny thing, though, is they were dominant the year after their Super Bowl. People forget how good they were. Now, interestingly enough, they went 14-2. The last game, I believe, Chad Henne played, but their only loss was the stinker. It was to the Raiders at home.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, this is a team that went ahead and just ran through everybody in the 2020 season. I'm not trying to get too much, you know, confidence, but this team was flying high that year before the offensive tackle.
Right, so that's what they really do, good. Right?
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, what didn't they have a really close game with the Panthers that year, right? And like, that's not necessarily there was a stinker, but they had a close game with the Panthers.
Yep, so and like, and the Saints and the Falcons.
They are very apt to play a close game with a mediocre opponent during this year numerous times. So
yeah, it's true. They could do that. All right, so let's just do a real quick before we get out of here, just a quick record prediction as we sit here May 11th. What's your record prediction for this team?
All right, let's see. Lions week 1, that's a win. Jags win. Bears win. Jets win. Vikings win. Broncos win. Chargers win. Broncos win. Dolphins win. Bye week, that's a win. Eagles win. Raiders win. Packers win. Bills win. Patriots win. Raiders win. Bengals win. Chargers week 18. L because they don't play anybody. They are going 16-1. Done.
14-3. That's enough to be the one seed. I think they'll do it. I think they're the one seed. I think they're going to do enough to be the one seed.
What are the three losses?
They're going to lose to the Eagles. They're going to lose
the Eagles at home after a bye. Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
They're going to lose to the Eagles. They're going to lose to the Bills, and then they're going to get upset by the Broncos in Week 8.
Okay. I like 14-3. If I'm being honest, I think 14-3 is a pretty good one. They'll split the Bills, Bengals, so there's one of their losses. I don't know which one's going to be the loss. I think they throw that stinker out. Let's go call it versus the Vikings. That's the stinker game, and then they do lose one divisional game, probably one of the two to the Chargers. There's your three losses.
I like that too. I could see it being the Chargers too. I would advocate losing one to the Chargers and sweeping the Broncos because that streak is just way too much fun. That's going to do it for this episode of the KC Laboratory. Thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we'll catch you later.
Most anticipated show every year, baby.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.